Hi, I'm Chad, and welcome to your 5-Star Minute, your daily reminder that freedom doesn't come from luxury, it comes from being present. You don't need a 5-star lifestyle or a 1-hour podcast. You just need one honest minute to come back to yourself. So step into this moment, slow down, and let it count. I caught myself doing something silly the other day. I was waiting for the elevator. I pressed the button once, and then a few seconds later, I pressed it again, as if the elevator had somehow forgotten I was waiting. Of course, nothing changed. The doors didn't open any faster. The elevator didn't suddenly speed up. It was already on its way. My second press achieved absolutely nothing. I thought it would help with peace of mind, and yet I still did it. It made me laugh because I think we've all done something similar. We refresh our emails hoping a new message has magically appeared. We check the weather forecast again, even though we looked 5 minutes ago. We keep opening the fridge as if something new might have materialized inside. We check our phones for messages. Sometimes we repeat an action, not because it works, but because it makes us feel like we're doing something, like we have a little bit more control. And maybe that's what I was really pressing. Not the elevator button, my own impatience. Because waiting is uncomfortable. Doing something, even if it changes nothing, feels better than doing nothing at all. But life doesn't always respond to extra button presses. Some things simply take the time they take. Healing, trust, learning, recovery, growth. No amount of impatience makes them arrive sooner. I eventually got into the elevator, exactly when I would have anyway. The only thing my second button press changed was reminding me how difficult it can be to simply wait. Remember, being present takes practice. This was your 5-Star Minute. Live it, feel it. See you tomorrow.